4, Kate's Gas, Hope.
KN4, CFW Mobile.
Ken.
How you doing this morning?
How about you?
No better than that. Con. Tries to get you down like that. Hit you when you're down.
Yeah, it does. I'm still moving on, but I don't know, it just stresses you out.
Let it stress you out too bad. That stress isn't good for you.
No, but sometimes it's hard not to be bothered with it.
Step on your truck. Are you getting the door fixed?
For suspension and the housing on the rear end cracked and just a whole bunch of stuff. It's fixed, but I missed 2 days of work last week because of it.
Probably driving on 290.
North Carolina roads haven't done it any favors. It broke down. The electronic power steering went out in it.
Was it still drivable or no?
For her, the power steering would go out and then you'd have to fight it, and she's just not strong enough to do that.
I hear you. I remember the good old days when I had manual steering. I had a F-100 that was that way.
Learned to drive in was that way. Manual steering, manual brakes, and manual transmission.
KD4IOX, good morning, guys.
KO4HGX, but it was 3 on the floor.
Morning, Leon, KN4TFW.
Ford F-150 and a Jeep. And the other we had was automatic. Had to shift the gears. I like the thread of the tree, though. That was fun.
Yeah, man, he got to do that.
The tree's fun to drive, but the column in this truck was so wore out, it'd been converted to 3 on the floor. It had the old H-pattern shifter in the floor that you had to shift just like the column, or it would lock up.
That column would get locked up and you'd be out there messing with it.
Patrick?
I survived. Still not complaining about that at all. It just, I don't know, it just all hit it one time last week. Still hadn't stopped.
It's better for you.
You've had parts to fix your truck.
We ended up having to weld the housing, and luckily nothing broke, so we caught it in time. So it was just a matter of all labor and welding the housing back up where it cracked. More about it was the expense. At this time, it's just been slow. And then here it is, you know, it cost me right at $3,500 to have it fixed. It's just not a good timing.
What did you do, see the oil running out?
Well, that's how we found the leak, but the rear suspension, the airbags in it and the suspension had walked all the way out to the rear housing where the rear flange bolts on to hold the brake. And it's not supposed to be there. It's supposed to be about 3 inches to the other, on out. And it just, shock was rubbing the frame. Tire was almost hitting the airbag. So it walked quite a bit. And that's why we found it when we was doing the service on it. Took it in for an oil change, and that's what I found.
Told me that one day. I thought it sounded kind of funny.
Well, I just had tires put on it, remember? What, second or third week of January, so not too long ago. Nobody said anything about it then.
They put tires on nowadays, they don't know anything.
So I'll twist them on, that's all they do.
And this weekend. Y'all doing okay?
Well, the family came in and they're taking care of the neighbor's estate and everything, so working through that. The wife's going to go over there today. They're going to give us some stuff that's in the house. They're in the process of cleaning the house out. Trying to get it set up for the estate sale, and then they're going to do the listing on the house and everything. So I got good news. I offered to mow the grass and everything, so they got folded. They're going to have the estate people take care of that, so I'm free and clear. Yeehaw.
Granddaughters spent the weekend, so that was pretty good.
Marshall Kent?
Kent, Kent, 4-H Kent.
My double is Patrick Good.
Asking Kent if him and Miss Susan were wore out.
Yep, she's 14, Annette, but she wants to play a game, and then halfway through it, then they'll be bored, you know, and then you have to switch to something else.
She came to spend time with you. That's the main thing.
Yeah, we played domino, you know, a round of dominoes and that, so. But kind of struggled with that because they were double 12s, but they were color-coded, too, but we kind of struggled.
Anywhere special? Take her anywhere special?
I took her out to get her nails done. She wanted to do that for her birthday.
What'd you get on her nails?
Coated. She didn't, you know, get anything special, just painted. And you got to keep going if you're going to get them fake ones. Hold on, I'm going in a bad spot.
You're staying conservative. There's nothing wrong with that. KD4, ILX.
W, I'm back.
It's time to jump over to 285. KO4HK, QSY to 285.
NOX, QSY.
KN4 TFW QSY.